Hi, my name is Maria, and I grew up in the Philippines. I now live in upstate New York. I've also lived in France in the late 70s, where people were polite because I think they thought Asians were a little bit more exotic. And at that time, they felt that they were being overrun by people from the Middle East, and they were not very polite there to the Middle Eastern people. I have lived in the West Coast and East Coast of Canada, and both sides of the continent here in the United States as well. And there's been a very high growth of the Asian population, and I find that people are more welcoming and respectful of the Asian culture. I don't know if it's because in some cases they're just not familiar with it, or people in general are just more polite. I had lived in Los Angeles, and I had left Los Angeles right before the riots, with the Rodney King case. And in a way, I'm glad I was not there, but it was very terrifying. And I know that the Koreans also had a very hard time during that period in Los Angeles. I have just come back from viewing the exhibit, and I will definitely be taking my kids and their friends here because I think it's very educational, even for me, who has lived in various parts of the world and have traveled extensively, and my kids too. But I think just the perspective of, just the scientific perspective, historical, anthropological perspectives are very well presented in this exhibit. And I think, there's no judgment. It's just a lot of facts and a lot of interpretations, a lot of figures. And it's true. I mean, race is really just a classification that people have come up with over time. And it's sad that housing privileges, GI bills, and elections, a lot of things are determined by your race. I once had a friend when I was in graduate school in Los Angeles who came to study in the private university where I went. She was of Japanese origin, although she was born and raised in California. She had been told that if she wanted to go to a more prestigious California university, all she had to do was check the box that she was Japanese or Asian, and she would get more acceptance into the graduate program of UCLA or some similar university. But she had refused to do that because she said, "I'm as American, or as I'm as equal as the same person next door." And she just refused to be accepted primarily because she was of Japanese heritage. So that was an eye-opener for me too, and I can't really say I've personally experienced one way or the other being discriminated against. Maybe an off-color comment occasionally at work. One coworker had commented on my English skills, and I said, "Well, in the Philippines, we always grew up bilingual, and we have a very American educational system. Obviously, I speak it with an accent, but I am very familiar with the English language." And somebody else commented that, "Oh no, you had learned English as a second language." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, but that's not the case. I speak it with an accent, but it's always been, I've always been bilingual, Filipino and English." But anyway, just off color comments like that, but I never just let it bother me. My daughter, when she was in a smaller school here in the greater Monroe County area, she was, I think, first grade, and she was upset that she was the only Asian, and they kept calling her Chinese. And she said, "No, I'm not Chinese, I'm Filipino." And I just explained to her that, China is a much bigger country, and it's more familiar to a lot of people, especially kids your age. So it was not you know, something to be offended about. And she wasn't particularly offended. She just was upset that they didn't know Filipino versus Chinese. But anyway, we're now in the public school system and much more diverse. And I don't think it bothers my kids one way or the other. And, you know, I don't think it bothers their friends either. But, you know, Rochester is a special community because I think we're very much integrated and, you know, people are more welcoming and, you know, just basically, I guess, less racially divided, or I don't know if my experience is just very limited compared to others. Maybe not everybody will agree with me, but thank you.